has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the middle of May. It's the middle of the quarter, right smack dab at the halfway point here. May 15th, 2018. Do you know where your portfolio is today? Well, it's not a very good day in the market. Although we have recovered a little bit, not much. The Dow Jones Industrial Average definitely threatening to break the eight-day win streak today. We're down 194 points so far on the Dow. It was down over 200 just a little bit ago, so we can at least celebrate that we're not under 200 anymore. We're at 24,704 on the Dow this morning, midway through the first quarter of 2018. We have the S&P 500 down 21 points. That puts the S&P 500 at 2,708, still above 2,700, and a support down around 2,600. So we're okay so far. NASDAQ taking it the hardest today, down 1.1%. The NASDAQ is down 79 points right now at 7,331. Of course, the NASDAQ has had a real nice run here lately. Russell 2000 doing the best of all. It's only down 0.3%. The small caps have been performing better on a relative basis here recently. Gold is down $26 an ounce. Wow, gold is breaking its 200-day moving average. $1,292 on gold. Silver down 44 cents, down 2.6%. And we've got that all-important 10-year yield, 3.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, president of Gunderson Capital Management in that same city, San Diego, California. And we do have a, looks like an end coming to the eight-day win streak in the market today. And I think you can put the finger of blame on two places. 3.07 in that 10-year yield, that's the highest print yet. I've been saying in my newsletter, it's just a matter of time before those interest rates break through 3 and stay there. Well, at 3.07, we may not see a 10-year below 3% again. We may have broken through there for good. I saw a forecast by Goldman Sachs calling for 3.6% by the end of the year. And, of course, last week, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, said get ready for a 4.0% 10-year treasury. And while that may be good news for those of you who are buying fresh treasuries and you're going to hold them till maturity, for those of you who bought your bonds some time ago or you're in bond funds, you're getting whacked. Your principal is getting whacked. It's the ugliest chart in the entire market. You look at the American Bond Fund, for instance, ABNDX. That's ugly. That's an ugly chart. You can look at an ETF like AGG, which is the Aggregate Bond Index. That's an ugly chart. You can look at liquid LQD. You can look at the high yield bonds like JNK. That's another ETF. All ugly, ugly, ugly. I'm on the opposite side of that trade. I have a short inverse position on junk bonds in my income and growth portfolio. Well, we're just about booked up. We're filling up very quickly in Sarasota next week. I will be there Monday through Friday in Sarasota. That's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And I will have my planner there with me. We will be right downtown Sarasota. And we will be booking, continuing to book throughout the day, throughout the week, 1 hour appointments to sit down with myself and my planner. And we'll talk about the markets. We'll talk about your portfolio. We'll see what we can do to help you, especially if you're in an asset allocation portfolio. If you have annuities that you want us to take a look at, if you have a plan, if you have a portfolio, if you have a big major position in bonds, this is not the time to be in bonds. And as I say, those appointments are booking up very fast. You know, last time I was in Sarasota, I had more appointments than I can handle. I had to add 2 days to the trip just to handle the demand. So I would advise that you call in early to book a reservation with Gunderson, Backstage Pass. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or on our website, we have it up on the website, Sarasota. You can book an appointment through the website. Let us know what time works best for you, what day works best for you, GundersonCapital.com. And I've already got several bookings in Dallas, which will be June 17th through the 22nd. Planning our Dallas trip, I will have my planner along with me on that trip. You can meet with the both of us. We do not have a location yet in Dallas. That will be announced soon. But we will be somewhere near, not too far from the downtown Dallas area, probably north of there a little bit. That's the week of June 17th through 22nd. If you'd like to book an appointment, those are filling up fast. Also, I guarantee that week will be booked. And, you know, I can meet with about 30, 35 people during that week. And once it's full, it's full. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Well, the 8-day winning streak definitely at risk here today. The 10-year Treasury busting through that 3% level, hitting 3.07% today. I called the top in the bond market in August of 2016. That was the exact top. In fact, July of 2016 was when I wrote my articles for Seeking Alpha. I said, this is a top in the utilities. This is a top in the real estate investment trust. This is a top in the bond market. And so far, I was right on with the month in calling my top in the bond market. And I called the bottom in the stock market back in March, late March of 2009, almost 9 years plus, 9 plus years ago. When will I be calling a top in the stock market? Well, you have to stay tuned to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You have to stay on top of the podcasts, which are posted every day on my website. They're on iTunes. They're on Podbean. Just about anywhere you go to listen to podcasts at your leisure. They're on my iPhone, the app, the Best Stocks Now app. Anywhere. There's no excuse to not hear the show. And, of course, in the newsletter every week, I put in my forecast for the S&P 500. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is the biggest, ugliest move in the bond market in a long, long time as the bond 10-year treasury blasts through 3%. All the way up to 3.07%. That is definitely weighing on the stock market today. In addition to that, it seems that the trade talks between the U.S. and China, even though they're not grabbing the headlines like they were, they're not spooking the market like they were, there is still a lot of uncertainty out there over that. In fact, yesterday, U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, announced that Washington and Beijing are still very far apart on trade. And that is definitely playing into the market today. We have the trade talks kicking off again today between the world's two largest economies. The Trump administration wants a timetable on how China will open its markets to U.S. exports and meet pledges with regards to the insurance and financial sector, as well as reducing the auto tariffs. Well, trade talks in the news. The 10-year busting loose through 3% today. And a big Dow stock weighing on the market today. It's all gloomy out there. Oh, no, it's not. There's some good news, too. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Sarasota next week. Dallas, June 17th through 22nd. And then look out, Minnesota. You're next after that. We'll have a date for Minnesota soon. But right now we're booking appointments in Sarasota for next week. All next week. Gunderson will be there. Right downtown Sarasota. Come meet with me. I'll have my planner with me. Come get a second opinion on your plan. If you've got bonds, I would definitely want a second opinion on plans. Give us a call to book an appointment, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. A little bit of roiling on the markets today. Look, we're getting used. We're getting spoiled. We've had an eight-day win streak. We're still far apart, China and the U.S., on those trade talks. And we've got a 10-year busting through the 3% level today, all the way up to 3.07%. I believe that's a new high, 52-week high. I'd have to look at the last time we were this high in interest rates. What does Tim Cook think about the trade talks? Well, he met with President Trump last month, and he thinks, Tim Cook, that the tariffs are not the way to go. There's not a lot of people that agree with the tariffs. But the tariffs, you know, they're being used, obviously, as leverage. He believes that, yes, it's not true that that we have equal trade or reciprocal trade. China has got an advantage, but he doesn't feel that the tariffs are the way to go. That's at least what he told President Trump in their recent meeting. Now, meanwhile, the China A shares, this is a pretty important piece of news as it relates to Chinese stocks. And by the way, I am very bullish on China over the next several years. I mean, it's an economy that's growing much faster than ours, and it's a country that seems to be opening up its borders to capitalism and a little bit of Americanization, Westernization, I guess you could call it. The MSCI has released a list of 234 Chinese stocks. Of course, many of those are in my app, that it will include in its key indexes from next month, capping a year-long process that is likely to attract billions of dollars into China's markets. So in other words, in these emerging market indexes, they will be including now 234 Chinese stocks. And that, again, could attract billions of dollars because there's a lot of index investors out there that will all of a sudden have to buy and be put into Chinese stocks. The news comes as China released monthly data on business activity. Factory output grew by 7% in April, while fixed asset investment expanded 8.4% and retail sales rose 9.4%. Check out those numbers. No wonder Gunderson is bullish on China. Where can you find some great growth stocks for a growth portfolio? Well, I wouldn't go hog wild. I wouldn't go all Chinese. But I would definitely include some of those great Chinese growth stocks that are growing much faster because they're in an economy that is growing faster. Let's just compare our retail sales. Okay? Let's go back. China retail sales grew by 9.4%. U.S. retail sales, which came in today, a little bit soft, 0.3%. Okay, 0.3%. China, 9.4%. Obviously, there are some good growth investments out there that trade in China and also trade here in the U.S. We've had a lot of currency moves here recently. I know the Argentinian peso is down like 25% in the last month. Well, Turkey's lira is in trouble. Isn't that wild? Turkey still trades the lira, which I believe was Italian. The currency slid to its weakest level ever against the dollar as President Erdogan reveals plans to take greater control of the economy. I don't trust Erdogan. I think he's a dictator in the making. He's already a dictator. And now he wants to take more control over the economy as they move closer and closer to a socialistic, communistic type of a government. And he wants sweeping authority over Turkey. Well, that's not doing their currency any good. And, of course, that hurts the Turkish people. All of a sudden, the loaf of bread goes up astronomically in price because your currency is buying less and less and less. You know, I noticed really good action yesterday in the healthcare stocks. Most of my biggest movers yesterday were in the healthcare arena. A lot of people thought that when Trump announced that he was going to announce his drug plan, that it would be very negative for the drug stocks. But it would appear that most of what he proposed was already built into those stocks, and then some. I saw the healthcare providers yesterday, such as Aetna, such as United Healthcare, rally yesterday. Strong rallies. Not just little rallies, strong rallies. I also noticed some of the drug stocks, such as AbbVie, with nice rallies yesterday. Now, I haven't looked at them today, but yesterday they were the stars of the show and what ended up being just an okay day for the market, but the healthcare stocks especially were strong. Well, now the Trump administration is weighing expanding Medicare's ability to negotiate drug costs. The details add to the plan unveiled on Friday by President Trump, which assailed health insurers and pharmacy benefit managers for pocketing negotiated rebates rather than passing the savings on to consumers. You see, they get a big discount from the drug makers, a rebate. Are they rebating that money to you? No, they're pocketing that money. Okay, here's one on the scary front, all right? But I don't think it's that bad. Short-dated treasuries are now yielding more than the S&P 500 for the first time since 2008. Well, obviously 2008, not a good year in the market. As of yesterday, investors can earn more yield on a 90-day U.S. government paper than the S&P 500 dividends for the first time since 2008. Well, that yield curve continues to flatten out a little bit. Should we be worried? I've got some stocks to talk about when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The news of the day, the 10-year yield at 3.06 this morning. It has come back 10 basis points. It was at 3.07. Now it's at 3.06. And that is a break through that ceiling of 3%, which has been holding here That's been the ceiling. That's been the resistance level. But today it is now breaking out. That 3% may become the new support level. And just looking at a chart of AGG, for instance, that's the ugliest chart in the entire market. If your planner or advisor, I received two new portfolios yesterday here at Gunderson Capital. I looked at them this morning. I've already unloaded. They were in high-yield bond funds. They were in intermediate-term bond funds. Gone. They're out of here. I have no exposure whatsoever to the treacherous bond market. And yet we continue to hear folks that go in to get an appointment with a financial planner, and they're still saying 50-50 bond stocks, 60-40 bond stocks, 70-30 bond stocks. I say zero on the bond side. Now, on the other side, there are other alternatives to bonds, you know. There's other safe money out there. There's lots of different ways that you can emulate what you're getting from the bond market, but taking away the interest rate risk. There is tremendous interest rate risk in the bond market right now. Your teeth should be chattering if you have a big chunk, especially in bond funds. If you plan on owning your bonds till maturity, you're going to be okay more than likely, unless you're in really low quality stuff. Then you worry about it. But if you're in quality stuff and you're holding those bonds to maturity, but the vast majority of people are not. They're in bond ETFs. They're in bond funds. And a lot of these financial planners have been chasing yield by moving down the ladder into junkier and junkier stuff, which I've been reporting on here regularly on my show. So it's a good time to come and see us next week in Sarasota. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website GundersonCapital.com. And if you're bond heavy in Texas, doesn't matter. Or if you just want a plan, if you want to know the best areas of the market now and what the prospects are, according to Gunderson, going forward. And how I watch things every single day here in the market, high upon the watchtower, looking over asset classes, sectors, indexes, individual stocks, precious metals, inflation, CPI reports, GDP reports, you name it. This is my love. This is my passion. You can share some time with me next week in Sarasota. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. And, of course, the week of June 22nd in Dallas, in Minnesota, and then more than likely Atlanta, then back to Seattle, and probably over to Hawaii. We're going to get over there to the Rock sometime this year. All right, let's see. We got a deal in the marijuana sector. We got to get this one out of the way. Aurora Cannabis to acquire Med Relief. Relief is spelled R-E-L-E-A-F, as in leaf from a plant. This has got the marijuana sector on the move. I guess you could call this a joint venture. Hot stocks rally on Aurora Cannabis. Okay. Well, there's a marijuana life sciences index, HMLSF, if you're interested. There's also a marijuana ETF, MF. Maybe there's not. Maybe that MF went away. I think maybe now there's just the HMLSF. And, of course, I have a lot of the marijuana stocks, if you're interested, in my best stocks now. If I don't know that I'd be using them in my retirement planning, however, maybe your little side account, you know, that you're wheeling and dealing with. But other than that, gold tumbled below 200-day moving average. You know, there's still a lot of gold bugs out there. I run into them all the time. They're on TV all the time telling me to buy gold. Every other commercial saying buy gold. Well, I haven't listened, and I'm glad I haven't. Gold prices plunged to year-to-date lows following economic reports on retail sales and manufacturing, adding pressure from climbing rates on the benchmark 10-year Treasury. Gold, clear down to $1,297, is now breaking the $1,300 level. Okay, we got to talk about Home Depot here. Home Depot is in the news. Home Depot is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I currently do not have a position in Home Depot, and I'll tell you why. Now, on the surface, Home Depot has put up some huge numbers over the years, no question about it. One of the great stocks of the last 10 years. Over the 10-year period of time, Home Depot, with its dividend and with its capital appreciation, those two equal total return, Home Depot has delivered 24% per year to investors. That's doubling your money every 3 years. Nothing wrong with that. The market's been averaging 6.7%, which is doubling your money like every 11 and a half years, okay? But obviously, we're looking at the past. Now we got to look at the future. Over the last 3 years, Home Depot has delivered 22% per year, while the market's delivered just 8.7%. Here again, a lot of alpha, a lot of momentum, a lot of relative performance, a lot of relative strength coming from Home Depot. Now, we've got to look here over the last 12 months. What has Home Depot done for investors? Over the last 12 months, it's up 26%. Nothing wrong with that. The market's up 13.7. It gets a performance grade of B+ and a momentum grade of B+. In the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, HD currently comes in at 77. Those are all good numbers. I have no problem with the momentum. I have very little problem with the relative strength of the shares. I don't really like the chart. More on that in a minute. Now let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. Home Depot, obviously, mega cap company, over $100 million. It's $219 billion in market capitalization. Pays a dividend yield right now of about 2.2%. So it definitely qualifies for my income and growth portfolio. Home Depot has been growing its earnings by 19% per year over the last 5 years. It's expected to continue to grow its earnings by 13% per year over the next 5 years. It is still a superior mega cap growth stock. And that's still one of the sweet spots of the market. Large caps and mega caps. Home Depot, a little bit expensive at 26 times forward earnings. When you put that up against its growth rate of 13%, actually 19 times forward earnings, you put that up against its growth rate of 13.2, the PEG ratio is a little high for me, 1.42, way over 1, 1.42. That doesn't eliminate it yet, however. And in fact, when I add up the performance of the shares and the valuation of the shares, Home Depot comes in at number 150 out of 5,552 stocks. And it's been a top-ranked stock for the last 18 months, but I currently do not own it. I sold it because I didn't like the stock chart on it. But having said that, I see that chart is improving. It's built a pretty nice little consolidation here. Got a nice little saucer shape. That's a bullish pattern on HD. It's also got a moving average crossover here recently of the 50-day above the 200-day. I currently have a buy signal on Home Depot. Well, I don't own it currently, but it's on my watch list. What portfolio would I be buying it in if I chose to step up to the plate? It would be in the income and growth portfolio. No, this isn't one of the great premier growth stocks in the world anymore. But when you add up the dividend and the growth and the performance, looks pretty good right here. We'll do another one when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you got to go back to clear back to 2011 to see a print as high as the one we're getting today on the 10-year Treasury. We're at 3.05 right now. We were at 3.07. It has come back in a little, but I think we're probably at 3% or higher to stay. We've stayed underneath that 3% level, which is kind of a psychological barrier. But with today's move, I got to wonder if it's, we'll ever see it below 3% again. And 3 will become a new floor, where in the past it has been a ceiling. Okay, we got a few odds and ends, and I'll talk about another stock. This one I do own in my income and growth. Let's see. Apple now has 55 self-driving cars testing in California. According to the DMV, 45 self-driving vehicles in January. Now, I haven't seen one yet. Apple hasn't yet applied for a separate driverless testing permit that would allow for testing without a person in the car. That hasn't happened yet. But they began, the California DMV began issuing those types of permits in April. Well, I'd hate to get passed on the freeway by a car with no driver. But, you know, look, some of these people, there may as well not be a driver in the car the way they drive. Analyst selects 3 stocks to play California's new solar panel mandate. You see, you don't have a choice anymore. If you're going to buy a new home in California, I think after 2018, or if you're going to build a new home in California, it must have solar on the roof. Well, Sunrun, I've written a lot about Sunrun in my newsletter recently. The symbol is RUN. Let's see how it's doing today. It's had a major breakout here recently. Oh, that's a good-looking chart, man. I own that in my Ultra Growth portfolio. They could be a nice winner. SunPower, SPWR. Let me see how that one looks. SPWR, that's a pretty good-looking chart. And, of course, First Solar, which is headquartered in the Phoenix area, where they specialize in sun. First Solar, also not a bad-looking chart, but of the three, RUN looks the best to me. Okay, let's see. Dollar Store, Shine and Retail Report, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Five Below. One of those I own. I won't tell you which one, however. Okay, here's the last story of the day. This will be on Valero Energy. I own Valero in my income and growth portfolio. Valero Energy is now expanding into South America as they agree to acquire Pure Biofuels. Well, let's take a look at the particulars of VLO, which I own in my income and growth portfolio. It currently pays a dividend yield, a pretty decent dividend yield of 2.7%. The stock is hitting new all-time highs. We always like that. We've done very well with Valero Energy so far in our portfolios. The performance has been stellar over the last 1, 3, and 5 years. Over the last 5 years, VLO has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered just 10. Over the last 3 years, VLO has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 8. But the last 12 months, the stock has been on fire. Valero's up 81.5%, market up 13.7%. Valero gets a performance grade of A, and it gets a momentum grade of A+. Now, let's look at the valuation of the shares. Valero's not a growth company. It's not a fast growth company, but it's still growing 9, 10% per year. Let's look at their most recent quarters. Well, their most four recent quarters have been better than that. Earnings up 54%, earnings up 43%, earnings up 47%. Valero's a $50 billion company. Over the last three quarters, sales up 20%, sales up 27%, sales up 21%. Valero has some very good performance numbers. Well, performance grade of A, momentum grade of A+. The valuation, decent, especially when you take into account the dividend yield. I have a $190 target price 5 years from now. On VLO, the stock is currently trading at $115 per share. Now, I like growing dividends, but I also like earnings that are growing, and that's the case here at Valero right now. Engaged in the refining and marketing of fuels and other petroleum products in the United States, Canada, Aruba, and the UK, $50 billion market cap company, one of the stocks that I currently own, amongst 30 or so, in my income and growth dividend paying portfolio. A lot of people just look for the dividends, just look for the record of dividends over the years. I like that, nothing wrong with that, but I also look for the record of earnings. Margin, profit margin, earnings per share growing over the years. And lately you've had that since 2016 when Valero's earnings bottomed out at $3.72. They're looking to make $9.06 in earnings this year. The stock is currently ranked number 18 out of 5,552 according to the Best Stocks Now app, which takes into account valuation and performance. All right, well, the spots are booking up quickly. We had a big flood of calls yesterday. Be in Sarasota next week in the downtown area. We're setting aside 1 hour for you to come and meet with us, meet with myself, and I will have my planner along with me. Bring along your statements for us to look at. Bring along your asset allocations for us to look at. Help bring along your big picture for us to look at. If you have any annuities, bring along those for us to look at. I'm the growth guy. He's the big picture guy. 855-611-BEST to book a spot or go to GundersonCapital.com. In Dallas, we're headed there in 4 weeks from now. Give us a call to reserve your space now. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.